From the letter of St. Paul to Timothy, he starts it off, he says, remember Jesus. That's my gospel, he says, remember Jesus. This past week, the priests of the diocese were at the Lake of the Ozarks for our annual institute or continuing education days. Our bishop-elect was with us, made a very positive impression on all the brethren. I'm just so grateful for all the camaraderie of my brother priests. And I want to say this, this group of men really loves pastoring and caring for God's people, for all of you. They have real gratitude for you and for the mission that's been given to them, to us. We're very grateful to be able to serve all of you as Father. And gratitude is the heart of our scriptures this Lord's Day. I want us to notice what Jesus and the gospel say about obedience, healing, and gratitude, kind of how they're all tied together. These 10 lepers, they cry out to him for healing. It kind of breaks your heart just knowing the difficulties, the circumstances that they're in, and they're crying out for healing. But Jesus responds to them with only a command. Go show yourselves to the priests. One could understand, imagine that they might have heard that and said, you know, look, I know you're eager to get to Jerusalem, but could we have a little more of your time? The priest will yell at us for coming into the community as lepers and bringing our uncleanness to everyone, let alone to the temple. Why don't you touch us and heal us as we've heard you've done for other lepers? Or just say a word of healing from a distance. But these 10 lepers, they were obedient to a command that may have disappointed or frustrated or even frightened them. And the gospel says, as they were going, they were cleansed. In other words, their healing came only after they acted on Jesus' words. And the gospel implies they'd been walking for a while, maybe out of sight for some time before they were healed. So their obedience wasn't immediately rewarded, but it was rewarded. They were all healed. But one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. All 10 were healed, but this one realized his healing on a much deeper level. I propose that those words of the gospel are very important for all of us. It's important not just to realize the good things that happened to us, but to realize God's role in the good things that happened to us. The 9 lepers, they realized that they were healed, but they weren't interested, maybe, in the bigger picture of who healed them or why he healed them. Healing them was a good thing in and of itself, but more than receiving physical healing, they needed to receive the divine physician who desires to heal the soul more importantly than the physical body. Because in this life, the physical body may get healed, but it will continue to wither and eventually to die. But to heal the soul, that's for eternity. And in eternity is the resurrection of the body. Jesus healed those 10 so that they would become disciples of the divine physician. And then they could become healers of others. In the first reading, Naaman had to be obedient to a command that he considered beneath his dignity. He was commanded to go wash in the waters of the Jordan River, this little stream. He's a general from Syria, like the mighty Euphrates and Tigris rivers. washing the Jordan? But when he humbled himself to obey, that's when he was cleansed of his leprosy. And in returning to give thanks, he truly becomes a disciple of the one Most High God. Obedience leads to a realization of God's power at work in our lives. And that should lead to thanksgiving and to discipleship. We gather here every Sunday in thanksgiving. Is your thanksgiving leading you to deeper discipleship? Is your thanksgiving the result of obedience to the Lord? The priests of our diocese were commanded to gather at the lake. My obedience then, now, brings me here to give thanks for the fellowship and the fraternity and the wisdom and the correction that they bring to my life. In giving thanks to the Lord here, I would like to say, giving thanks for all that they do for me, I think makes me a better priest, and a better brother, and a better friend. Today, in this diocese, in this parish, begins our Catholic stewardship renewal. It continues on through the end of the month. And stewardship follows the same trajectory as the gospel. What obedience has the Lord called me to? In following his commands, am I really striving to be his disciple? Am I just checking a box? Do I have an attitude of gratitude in my Christian life or of entitlement? Am I a thanker or a critic? The heart of a disciple is a thankful heart, a Eucharistic heart. Stewardship calls us to realize our blessings as coming from the giver of all good gifts, and then our need to make a return, whatever return we can. We have here many opportunities for prayer to make our return. We have many opportunities to participate in a variety of ministries, whether here at Mass or in lots of other ways in the church or outside the church, to make our return. And for this stewardship renewal, I invite all of us, to think about how I can make a sacrificial gift, a sacrificial tithe to the Lord. I understand you don't have a whole lot of cash on hand, but what do you have to give to the Lord? Give that to the Lord. The Lord is doing a great work in our parish and in our community. There's one beautiful example. We have the Awakenings Retreat coming up in 2 weeks, right? We've got a record number of students signed up for the Awakenings, 50. Neither I, nor Father Andrew, nor Angel, nor our focus missionaries, we didn't do that. It's a work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit invites all of us to be a part of this new thing that he's doing, not just for Awakenings, but for our church and for our campus, for our community. See the new thing that the Holy Spirit is doing in you and around you. Let's not be like the 9 lepers, but like the one who realized the working of the divine physician and became a true disciple in thankful giving. Let's deepen our realization of the working of God in and around us. Deepen our thanksgiving and deepen our discipleship and our stewardship to the Lord and to his church. So here's the homework for the week. Pay attention to the Lord's working in and around you this week, his blessings, healing, commanding. And turn to him with a Eucharistic heart, a heart of thankfulness and discipleship. And yes, even our college students, fill out that stewardship card and make a gift back to the Lord yourself.